The three parties holding talks on forming the Czech Republic's next government have agreed on introducing tuition fees at the country's universities for the first time. Some experts have welcomed the proposal, which would see students pay the equivalent of nearly $500 a semester. However, such a move would be divisive, and some young people are already organizing to fight it. Jan Richter has the details.
For now, it seems that politicians are only testing the waters. Negotiations on forming a new government are far from over, and the parties are yet to agree on a policy program, as well as on who gets which seat in the cabinet. But the potential coalition partners want to lower the state budget deficit and, at the same time, increase the quality of Czech higher education. One of the hot candidates for the position of education minister is a member of the Conservative Party Topo 9, whose manifesto calls for tuition fees. Also, most experts agree that tuition fees and other reforms will have to be introduced. Sociologist Petr Matěj is a member of PORP, a Prague-based pro-reform think tank funded by the Open Society Fund.
First of all, I think that this decision is really timely, because not only because universities are currently in a sort of financial crisis, but also we really have to increase accountability of schools and responsibility of students. And I think the even modest fee can reach both goals.
The latest proposal is very general. Students would pay some 10,000 crowns, or around $460 per semester. There is still disagreement on whether students should pay the fees during their studies or after graduation. Mr. Matěj says all these plans should be preceded by a system of student loans and other instruments to make sure all students have equal access to Czech public universities.
We cannot introduce tuition fees before we have really efficient system of student financial aid. But as you probably know, the government supported the idea of introducing financial assistance to students 2 weeks ago. So we are now currently in charge to prepare the system. And after this system of financial aid is introduced and really works well, then we can introduce the fees. Also, I believe that in the meantime, both the management of universities' diversification process will be in place. So I believe that it will be a very broad package of reforms in higher education.
The plan is likely to meet strong opposition, both in the Czech parliament and outside. The Social Democrats and the Communists are against tuition fees in principle. Meanwhile, a 20-year-old economy student, Adam Ciprich, started a Facebook group against tuition, even before the potential coalition parties came up with the proposal. The group has now around 9,000 members, and its founder says people pay enough taxes as it is, and should only pay more for a better product.
I think that we are paying for this as part of our income tax, social insurance, which is also a tax, an excise tax, and these sums are not small. I therefore believe that what Czechs with average income pay to the state is adequate for what kind of education they are getting. If education was better, we could consider paying extra.
We'll have to wait for the concrete proposal, but if the next government does decide to introduce tuition fees, its comfortable majority will make it very difficult for their opponents to prevent it.
Jan Richter reporting there. European ministers have just agreed on a set of